I am the true vine, and my Abba is the vine grower, who cuts off every branch in me that doesn't bear fruit, but prunes the fruitful ones to increase their yield. You've been pruned already, thanks to the word that I have spoken to you. Live on in me, as I do in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself apart from the vine, neither can you bear fruit apart from me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who live in me and I in them will bear abundant fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. Those who don't live in me are like withered, rejected branches, to be picked up and thrown on the fire and burned. If you live on in me and my words live on in you, ask whatever you want and it will be done for you. My Abba will be glorified if you bear much fruit and thus prove to be my disciples. As my Abba has loved me, so I have loved you. Live on in my love. And if you will live on in my love, if you keep my commandments, just as I live on in Abba God's love and have kept God's commandments. I tell you all of this that my joy may be yours and your joy may be complete. The Gospel of the Lord. All right. Now, grace, peace, and mercy, and the triune God be yours. Though the branches grow in different directions, the roots remain the same. I'll say that again. Though the branches grow in different directions, the roots remain the same. I learned much of what I know about community now from a group of friends that I lived in intentional community with for 2 years. We were in our early 20s and full of idealism. We believed in God and community and living simply. We all paid different rents based on our income. There were big shared dinners every night. And at least in theory, we all pitched in equally on chores and cleaning. The first year, there were 10 of us living in a house together, and the second year, there were 6. It was intense. Those were years filled with endless conversation and laughter and tears and drama. We did an art project once where each of us had a small canvas, and we could paint it individually however we wanted. And then we hung them up like leaves around one large central canvas that pictured a tree. And on that big canvas in the middle were painted these words next to the tree. Though the branches grow in different directions, the roots remain the same. And it was true during those 2 years. We were branches growing in all sorts of different directions. It's what made things interesting and lively and difficult. But our roots remained the same. Our belief in God, in community, and in simplicity, along with some of our common practices, held us together. I think it's a beautiful description of unity and diversity. It could even be one way of defining community. Though the branches grow in different directions, the roots remain the same. And so I think of us at Highlands Lutheran Church. Like branches, we all have different lives and gifts and passions and even beliefs. We grow in different directions. So in order to remain a community, we need some strong roots that hold us in common. So what are the roots, do you think, here at Highlands? What are those common beliefs and practices that hold us wildly different branches together? This is an actual question.
Family.
Family?
All lives matter.
There you go.
Okay. What else?
The liturgy.
The liturgy, yeah. A woman after my own heart. What is it about the liturgy?
Something to hang your hat on every worship service. If there's a part, or there's a sameness, even though everything else is different.
Mm.
It's always the same.
Yep.
And connecting us to past. Yes.
Yep. Yeah, liturgy is one of those things that I feel like holds my life together, even in the midst of everything else changing. Yeah.
And you can think about other things that bring you peace and joy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You kind of know the rhythm. You don't have to think about it. Anything else that comes to mind for you?
Open table that all are invited to.
Yeah. Yeah. An open table that everyone's invited to.
And there's always room for one more.
There's always room for one more. Yep. It's fun to look out on a Sunday morning and look at all the faces, because I love it here, partially because when I look at all of your faces, I'm like, I have no idea what all these people have in common. It's not clear why all these people are alike, but our practice together holds us together, and we all have that belief that all are welcome here. I'd also like for you to think, oh my goodness. Have you discovered the joy of not being able to open your phone with your mask because it doesn't recognize your face? I'm having that issue with my iPad. There's also a piece of art on the front of your bulletin this morning. If you take a look at that image, and maybe you can hold it in front of the screen, Aaron. It's a picture of a tree. And unlike the trees that we see outside, like these right now, you can actually see the roots in the picture. And the roots are as big as the actual tree is. I think it beautifully pictures how important the roots are. The growth of the roots mirrors the growth of the branches. And the branches are most often what we pay attention to because they're above the surface. They've got ever-changing leaves that we love to look at. But the roots, however, there would be nothing without the roots. There'd be nothing to anchor the tree, holding it steady amidst the winds of change. Without the roots, there could be no growth because of all the water and the nutrients that those roots send up to the tree from deep down into the soil. And I think in the same way, sometimes our roots are invisible. Even though they're real and present, they hold us up, sustaining us beneath the surface. Part of our root system that functions this way is our ancestors, I think, those who have gone before us. And in the Christian tradition, we refer to these folks as part of the communion of saints, or our cloud of witnesses. As I announced at the beginning, two of our eldest members, Betty Strauch and Marge Mullen, died this past week. And it was poignant to me that I had scheduled myself to today to be talking about how we are deeply rooted as a community. Because that's what they were for this community, roots. Not because they were perfect. Ask Denise. Marge wasn't perfect. But because they were tough and resilient, and they loved people well, they helped to build and sustain this thing that now sustains us. And they will continue to be with us beneath the surface, holding us up. If you think about it, every person who has ever impacted you, whether through their life or through their legacy or through their words, these are ancestors that are part of your roots. And if you just think about it, it's not only them, it's all of the people who touched their lives. Every single one of them had a whole plethora of others who impacted them, forming their root system. And so it becomes a part of ours as well. Consider how vast and deep this invisible living network of support is. What I'd like to leave you with today are two questions. And maybe we can talk about them a little bit. What are your roots as an individual? And of course, Jesus is the easy answer. It's a correct answer. But what I'm trying to get at is that he talks about himself today as the vine and us as the branches. It's in him that we live and we move and we breathe and we have our being. But what is it in your life that helps keep you connected with Christ? What helps you tap into that? And how can you lean into those roots even more? I know that for me, one of those things is reading poetry. In words, I sense a deep connection with God, and somehow poetry helps liberate my mind from linear thinking, and so I love poetry. How about you all?
Music.
Music, yes. Wendy said music. That's definitely something that helps connect us with God.
Laughter.
Laughter. That's a good one. Yep.
Nature.
Nature. Yep. Any?
Relationships.
Yeah. Most of the times that I feel like I experience God, it's in relationship. Yeah. All right. Well, may you continue to lean into those roots, and may you be deeply rooted. Amen.